Welcome back to the Entrepreneurs and Leaders Radio Show. I am your host, Louis Tucci. In our next segment, we will be talking with Steven Goldberg, Managing Director of Sun Mergers and Acquisition and Sun Business Valuations. Sun Mergers and Acquisition represents shareholders that are interested in an exit strategy by way of selling, merging their company, and Sun Business Valuation does valuations and appraisals of privately held businesses. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lou. It's great to be on the show.
In this segment, Steve will be discussing with us the topic of you only have one chance to sell your business, factors that will help to maximize the value you will receive from your company and make your company more marketable. But before we dive into the topic, Steven, can you give our listeners some background about you, your organization, your ideal client, and what makes you uniquely different?
Sure, Lou. That'd be great. Well, for the past 30 years, or actually 29 years, I don't want to age myself, I've been specializing in handling the sale and valuation of privately held companies. And we founded Sun Mergers and Acquisitions 15 years ago, in 1999. Really to narrowly focus on what we found was an underserved market, the lower middle market, family-owned, entrepreneurially owned company. There were a number of companies that were essentially business brokers focused on more smaller mom-and-pop businesses like retail businesses and companies with less than $1 million in value or revenue. On the other side of the spectrum, we found there were a number of investment banking firms handling $100 million, $500 million companies that you read about in the Wall Street Journal. And we founded Sun M&A to address the underserved lower middle market, which consisted of family-owned and entrepreneurially-owned companies, you know, typically in that $5 to $75 million revenue range. And our objective was to offer these companies the level of attention and service and experience that was, in the past was really only available to the much larger companies. Now, and from Sun Business Valuation standpoint, we founded Sun Business Valuations, our business valuation division, about 13 years ago to provide business valuation services to those in need of appraisals or valuations for gifting, estate planning, partnership matters like shareholder buy-ins and buyouts and shareholder disputes, buy-sell agreements, employee incentive plans, corporate litigation, as well as those who wanted to approach their exit strategy and succession planning, you know, on a more informed basis. The types of clientele that we work with, Lou, we work with business owners that have come to the point in their business in which they'd like to pursue an exit strategy, you know, by way of selling or merging their business. In most cases, it's for lifestyle reasons such as retirement, relocation, health issues, partnership issues. But believe it or not, the biggest reason people pursue a sale of their business is burnout or boredom with the company. And, you know, look, we appreciate that in most cases, a sale of a company, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for business owners who put their life work into the business, and that there's a heck of a lot of money at stake. And generally, our clients do not, you know, have any experience in a specialized area. So our role on a high level is to work very closely alongside of our clients to make sure that they maximize the value of their company so they can really exit the company, you know, in the style that they'd like to.
Steve, what makes you uniquely different compared to the other M&A firms that are in your space?
Well, you know, there's a number of areas that really make us different in terms of, and you know, one is we really are involved with all aspects of a transaction. We really work with someone to understand what's involved from inception to completion on a transaction. To avoid that, you know, a business owner cannot afford to experience a learning curve when they have, one chance to do it right. We will work with someone initially to help them understand the value of their company, what the anticipated terms are, the tax implications, so they can make an informed decision. We will work with them to properly package their company and present their company. We will work with them through and manage things at a highly confidential level, manage the whole due diligence process. So we really take things from soup to nuts in managing a transaction. So that's one of the areas that make us unique. And just to have 30 years experience, you know, we've pretty much seen it all when it comes to transactions. And although just, Lou, I have to tell you, whenever you think you've seen it all, so many of these transactions have interesting nuances, but it helps to have experience on your side as a business owner when you're going through something like this.
That's a very good point. Getting back to the topic for our listeners today, you only have one chance to sell your business, factors that will help maximize the value. Why don't you share with us a little bit about some of those factors that you look at and that you can affect change to increase the value of a business?
Sure. You know, there's a lot of factors that impact value in a business, and I guess if you had to divide it into two buckets, Lou, you have internal factors about the company itself, and as well as on the other end, maximizing value through properly handling the sale process itself. So when I say internal factors, I include addressing areas such as customer or vendor concentration. You know, as a business owner, you never want to be in a position where the loss of one customer or vendor can be pose a serious threat to the future of your business. And, you know, buyers will really have concern about that. Another major concern is shareholder or employee dependency. That can really affect value. To have value, a business can't be so reliant on the owner's skills or relationships that a buyer will have to be concerned if the business will continue to thrive, you know, once the owner's not at the helm. One also doesn't want to be dependent on a key employee. Buyers will be very concerned that if this employee leaves, he or she will take a lot of the value, you know, with them. So I could talk for hours on the topic of what factors impact value or how you can build value, but really it all comes down to how predictable or sustainable are the sales and earnings looking ahead into the future. You know, the more predictable and sustainable the revenue and earnings are, the more an acquirer will tend to feel comfortable investing in the company. And addressing areas like concentration risks and dependency risks go a long way to fostering predictable and sustainable earnings and increasing value. And as I said, there's two buckets. The second bucket of increasing value really falls into maximizing value through properly handling the business sale process itself. It's critical, Lou, to present the company in its most favorable light to maximize value. You know, unlike, let's say, real estate, you know, you could see the four walls. It's much more tangible. You know what like property sold for. But with a business, so much of the value is intangible. And it's very important to package and present the company in a way that will maximize perceived value in the eyes of potential acquirers. And, you know, the right story has to be told, which highlights the strong foundation and infrastructure of the business, the competitive advantages of the business, the growth opportunities of the business, and of course, to present the financial information in the right way. And when I say that, I mean, you know, financials are prepared for tax purposes typically, and it's critical to really translate that and maximize the value by what we call recasting the numbers for business sale or business value purposes. And really that's a process of identifying or reading between the lines of the financials to identify all of the one-time or non-recurring expenses, the perks, the fringe benefits, the non-cash expenses. There are about 30 to 40 adjustments that we look to identify really to help maximize the value of the company.
Stephen, in our experiences, I'm sure, you know, you've run across, as I have, business who think they can go it alone. And as I tell them, you have a lot of experience in running your company, but you don't have any experience in selling a company. So why don't you talk a little bit about the perils of a business owner in their perception that they think they can deal with this transaction on their own?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I can't stress more, it's a once in a lifetime situation. And, you know, there is that one chance to get it right. But on the other side of the coin, you know, where the business owner, typically they're experts at their business, but they have never been involved in the business sale process. The companies or investment groups that are going to be on the buying side are extremely experienced in this area, having made multiple acquisitions. And it's obviously not a level playing field when they're working directly with a business owner that does not have professional representation on their side. And, you know, when we get involved, it more than levels the playing field, Lou. It generally, through our process, we're able to identify multiple potential acquirers, which I can't tell you how critically important that is, because it gives the business owner more options, a lot more leverage. There's, you know, an old adage in our business, you know, when there's one buyer, the buyer's in control. But when there are multiple buyers, the seller's in control, you know, and that's because there are increased negotiating leverage and options. So, you know, we will help the business owner understand up front what their exit strategy options are, what their realistic valuation is. Because the last thing you want to do as a business owner is really go at it by yourself and really without really thinking things through, making informed, shooting from the hip, making informed decisions. I can't tell you how many business owners go about the process anticipating maybe they can get $10 million for their company, but if they did some homework and research, they would have found it really is only worth half that. And you're better off knowing that in the beginning, Lou, because the last thing you want to do is jeopardize confidentiality, is take your eye off the ball of the business. And really, that's another point about taking the eye off the ball of the business. When you're working with a professional in this area, they can really manage the process the right way and the professional way, bringing the business owner in when it's necessary, but allowing the business owner to really focus on driving the business, because the worst thing that could happen is if the business started to go down, that's all people will focus on. Hey, why is this business going down? Or why is it down 15 to 20% this year? It could make the business unmarketable.
Steve, in our experiences, you know, we meet many business owners who have delayed thinking about exiting their business, selling their business. And in a lot of those cases, as it turns out, they have a sense of being overwhelmed by the process. So how do you suggest for our listeners who may be considering that it's time for them to start thinking about it, what are the first steps that you can suggest they take?
Well, I think the first step is to work with someone to understand really the options available in terms of types of transactions and types of buyers, who would be the premium acquirers that would likely see the most value in your firm or in their firm, what different deal structures are available. Without being aware of all the options, it's hard to create a roadmap that will really make the most sense. It's not a one-size-fits-all. So that's really the first step. And it's critical for a business owner to be educated in terms of what's realistic in terms of valuation. Because, you know, there are an array of formulas out there, Lou, and methodologies for valuing a business. However, you know, of course, the value is ultimately determined by the amount an acquirer is willing to pay. But a qualified, you know, professional intermediary should be able to apply both, you know, formulations and experience to help someone understand what's realistic in terms of the value range that you can anticipate. And the decision to move forward really should be made once someone has this understanding, because you don't want to proceed, again, without having a realistic understanding of value. The other thing I think people need to know up front is tax implications. The last thing you want to do is get to a closing table only to find out that you're going to be left with significantly less than you anticipated because you didn't understand the tax implications up front. And, you know, so the question is not only valuation, but what will be left after paying taxes, fees, and whatever else is involved. So, and you know, the matter in which a transaction is structured, whether it be a stock sale, an asset sale, it could have a major impact on tax implications. So being informed from the get-go is key in order to maximize, you know, after-tax yield. The other few things that I could think of really would, one would be is to identify upfront, and this is all preparation, identify the challenges and the risk factors that may exist, you know, or that might potentially come up in a transaction. And you know, there's no sense in putting their head in the sand. Eventually, these are big transactions. People are going to do due diligence. So eventually, these issues will surface, and it's much better to be prepared and proactively address them rather than to take a defensive, you know, stance when they're independently discovered. So, you know, such deal killers could include lease issues, property that needs to be cleaned up, equipment that might need to be replaced, financials that need to be revised. And if prepared for properly, you know, it won't destroy the transaction. But if not, you can. We've seen many transactions crash and burn that should not have. But probably the biggest area, or the one of the most common mistakes that we see, that I think that people need to avoid, is really to skip the step. You know, to not take the time to establish proper footing in terms of really understanding all the things up front, such as, you know, valuation, deal structure, tax implications, as I said, because you need to really confirm that it makes sense professionally, personally, that there are no major issues, hurdles that have to be eliminated. Otherwise, a lot of wasted time, effort, confidentiality, and emotion really could take place.
Those are terrific points. Steve, I would imagine that there is an emotional component to a business owner selling their business. How much does that affect you in your job? And what are some of the ways that you handle the emotional side of a transaction?
Well, Lou, that's very intuitive on your end. I mean, I can't tell you how much. There's a word for it in our business called buyer remorse and seller remorse. And, of course, we're talking about it mainly today from the seller side. Seller remorse is very real. It's not like selling a piece of property. You know, you're not nearly as attached to a piece of property as you are to a business that you put your life's work into, blood, sweat, and tears into. So it plays a huge role, the emotional process, and many times it's such a role that it really can crater a transaction. So what we look to do up front is to really prepare someone as to what to expect. We ask people how long they've been thinking about this process. What are their hobbies outside and interests outside of the business, their plans outside of the business? Have they had very important discussions with their financial planners and, you know, wealth management team in order to make sure that they're going to be financially secure, you know, based upon what they have put aside before the sale, combined with what they're going to realize from the sale? And I think, like anything else, Lou, when you're working with people who you have confidence with and you feel comfortable in approaching the process, as opposed to situations where you're in waters that are that you uncharted waters for you, it adds a lot of pressure. So I think a lot of that remorse can be removed if you have a good professional team on you working alongside of you.
Steve, I know that you have a specific offering called the Value Enhancement Diagnostic, factors that influence the value of your business, and a scorecard to see how your company ranks in these factors. Can you share with the listeners how they, one, can contact you and how they can get their hands on this tool?
Sure. My name's Steven Goldberg. My email, SG, as in my initials, SG@SunMerger, SunMerger. Of course, our website is www.sunmerger.com. Our telephone number here is 800-232-0180. So if any issues that you people want to discuss, or if anyone would like that value enhancement diagnostic, please send me an email, and I would be happy to share that with whomever would like to take that and apply that to their company.
Steve, thank you very much for providing our listeners with very valuable information in this very complicated area of selling their business. This is Louis Tucci, your host of the Entrepreneurs and Leaders Radio Show.